is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined today by some Fort Riley soldiers here. It's our monthly talk with Fort Riley, and today we've got three guests in studio. We're going to talk with Captain Joshua Getting, Fort Riley Legal Assistance Office. Joshua, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We've also got Master Sergeant Jason Snell and Kelly Castellano, Career Skills Program Coordinators, here to talk with us here today as well. Thank you guys for being here.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to start first with Captain Getting here, talking about the Fort Riley Tax Assistance Center. So they annually operate this, as I understand, for family members, military retirees, and they're opening January 23rd with a ribbon cutting.
That's right. That's going to be our opening ceremony. So we're looking forward to it, and another good year of tax returns.
So what would be your hours of operation?
So our hours of operation are going to be from 9 o'clock in the morning until 1800 or 6 o'clock in the evening. During that time, you can schedule appointments. We also do take walk-ins up till 1700, people can stop by any time during that time and get their taxes prepared.
And where are you guys located at in Fort Riley?
So we're located in building 7034, and it's at the corner of Bullard and Normandy Streets.
Okay. And I think you may have already answered this. Do you need an appointment here?
So we encourage people to schedule appointments because it makes it a little bit more predictable. But we do take walk-ins. So if you happen to be in that area and you can stop by, you can definitely walk in. If we have preparers available, they'll help you right then. Otherwise, you may have to wait just a little bit.
Okay. Who's eligible to use the services of the Fort Riley Tax Center?
So anybody who's basically a DOD ID card holder, so that would be soldiers, their family members, any retirees, basically anybody with an identification.
Okay. And the services you provide there?
So we provide a full spectrum of tax services. We do everything from preparing taxes with just a simple W-2 up to people who have rental properties or more complex tax issues. About the only thing we don't handle would be business tax returns. So if you have your own business, unfortunately, you're going to have to hire a CPA. But if you have up to two rental properties or you run a daycare on post, those are the things we can help you out with. Just about anything else we can definitely handle.
Gotcha. Well, obviously such an important service here. What do people need to bring with them when they come?
So the advice I give people is it's always better to bring way too much than not enough. So anything that people get that they think might pertain to their taxes, it's always safer just to bring it in. But the things we're really looking for are W-2s and any 1099 forms, any receipts you have that you think may relate to a deductible thing. So I know that's kind of a vague answer, but I just encourage people, if you think it might relate to your taxes, go ahead, bring it in. That way we can sort it out and you don't have to make several trips.
Yeah. So more is better.
More is definitely better in this case. Yeah.
As far as tax advice, are you guys able to provide that as well?
Absolutely. So myself and our officer in charge, Miss Elizabeth Thurston, we're both tax attorneys, and that's why we can deal with pretty much anything anybody can bring in. So even if people just need to come by and have their taxes done, that's totally fine. If people have questions about kind of how to structure things or what might be advantageous for the next tax year, we can also talk to them about that.
Yeah, we're speaking with Captain Joshua Getting, Fort Riley Legal Assistance Office here. Their tax center will open January 23rd with a ribbon cutting event here. And, just curious, as far as, a lot of people don't know how – it's complicated to do your taxes here, so a lot of people don't mind paying, but what is the cost for the services?
So it's totally free for all preparation. So that's usually a federal and a state or maybe two state returns, but we don't charge anything at all.
Well, that's great. That's perfect and much better.
Well worth the money.
Yeah. Well, how long have you guys been in operation there?
So I know that Ms. Thurston's been in charge of the tax center for the last 13 years. We had a tax program before that, but unfortunately none of us were around then. But this is something we do every year. The Army does it at pretty much every installation, so it's a pretty traditioned and long-running program.
Any idea on the average amount of tax returns you prepare each year?
Yeah, so federal and state combined, we do about 5,000 returns each year. In the course of that, last year we saved almost $1.5 million in tax prep fees saved. So that's what somebody would have paid, or what people would have paid if they all went to H&R Block or someplace like that. And then we ended up with around $10 million in refunds. Now, we can't guarantee that anybody who comes in is going to get a refund, but we can pretty much guarantee that whatever refund you're entitled to will get you as much back as you deserve.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the biggest benefits then for soldiers who use the Fort Riley Tax Center?
So the biggest thing is that they can take advantage of a lot of expertise. All of our preparers, even though a lot of them are borrowed military manpower, so they're just average soldiers, they go through an IRS tax training, which they're actually doing this week. And that basically prepares them to be able to do everything they need to do to be able to prepare taxes. The military is also a little different. We have a few different things or different advantages, tax advantages that we can take advantage of. So they definitely are trained up on that. And then we also have several civilians have been preparing taxes for years. Like I said, Ms. Thurston's been doing this for 13 years and is a tax attorney. We have another gentleman who's a CPA. So the biggest benefit is that for no charge, people can come in and they can know that they're being helped by professionals who know what they're doing with their taxes. And they can rest assured that no matter how complex, no matter how complicated their tax return is, they're going to get a quality job.
Now, here's a good question here for soldiers that are deploying. What do they need to do to take care of taxes before they deploy?
So that's going to depend on several things. People who are deploying to combat zones, they get an extension basically for the entire time they're gone. And then once they get back, they get about – well, it gets a little complicated, but they basically have 180 days and then some to be able to file their tax return. So they don't need to worry about an extension or anything like that. When it comes to folks who are deploying to places like Europe or Korea, there are several different extensions they can take advantage of. We really encourage because everybody's situation can be a little bit different, that if they have a question about it, they can come in and talk to us, and we can make sure that whatever extension they need, they get. Additionally, this year, we're also the home for a pilot program that's being done at three installations throughout the Army, where we realize it seems like most of Fort Riley's getting ready to deploy here over the next 2 months. And so we've set up a kiosk system, so we understand people are getting really busy leading up to deployment, trying to get a lot of stuff done. They have a lot of demands from their unit. So basically, we set up this kiosk system where people can come in. They won't have to wait in line. We'll have a trained preparer there to answer any questions they have. But they can log into a computer. They can fill in their information. They can have it reviewed by us. And hopefully, we can get them in and out a lot faster than if they actually had to go in and sit down for a traditional appointment. So hopefully, nobody has to take advantage of extensions. But if you do, you can either stop by the tax center or stop by our legal assistance office, and we can tell people what they need to do.
All right. Now, a question that may be coming up this year with the IRS is with the partial government shutdown, how that's going to affect tax returns. Do you know, is that going to be affected?
So I wish I had a crystal ball. There's been several predictions, and obviously it depends on whether or not things get straightened out sooner or later. W-2s are supposed to come out on the 22nd. I think that's probably still going to happen. The IRS says refunds are still going to come out on time whenever people file. So I feel fairly confident that hopefully it'll have minimal impacts, but we're still kind of standing by to see what the actual practical effects are going to be.
Very good. As far as feedback you've heard from soldiers who've utilized your service, what have they said?
So they're usually pretty pleased with it. Mainly people are a little, hesitant to come in because they think, oh, we just pulled soldiers off the street and they have no qualifications and we're just saying, hey, here's a pencil and paper, figure out these people's taxes. But in my experience, and this is my third time running a tax center, most of the soldiers who come in, they're very happy with the service that they get. They're kind of relieved because nobody wants to have to do taxes and have the stress of, oh, my goodness, did I do it right? Did I not do it right? So the vast majority of clients we've had through my years in the Army, they've all been very pleased with the services they get.
Very good. Well, for people who would like to get more information, how can they get a hold of you?
So they can contact the tax center directly at 785-239-1040. So that's a pretty easy number to remember. They can also contact our legal assistance office at 785-239-1040. 3117. Either one of those phone numbers they can call. They can also stop by. We always love to talk to soldiers and their family members and talk to our retirees. So any questions they have, they can call those numbers or stop by either office.
All right. Again, the Fort Riley Tax Assistance Center, building 7034. For soldiers, family members, and military retirees, they'll have their ribbon cutting January 23rd at Fort Riley. Captain Getting, thanks for sharing this information.
Thank you.
All right, we'll come back more with Fort Riley soldiers. We're going to talk about the Career Skills Program, Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. When we return, you're listening to News Radio KMAN.